it started in a good way. And I wish it should have stayed like that, because it started with economical cooperation. And I believe in economical cooperation. I believe in free trade. Everybody, every country can benefit from trading with one another. But then, after the 50s and the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and later, it became a political project. Instead of economical cooperation and free trade, it changed into a kind of European superstate, where politicians try to make foreign policy. Well, see, you see what happened in the Ukraine, what a mess they made about it. They try with one coin, one currency, with the Eurozone, they try to be stronger economically. And it was a disaster. The Western countries, the northern part of Europe paid for the southern part of Europe, and our economy did not grow in the last year. The Netherlands had more economical growth before we entered the Eurozone than after we were part of the Eurozone. And Euro didn't bring peace either. Once again, the example at the Ukraine, where they made a big mess of it. But also in the former wars in Yugoslavia, look at Bosnia. Europe did nothing. It were the others, like America, that came to help. So Europe was not good for our sovereignty, was not good for our economy, is bad for foreign policy. So I believe we can be far better off outside the Eurozone and outside the European Union, and more, not a majority today, but more and more people in any European country share this view. So I really believe that the elections later, in a month's time, will be historic in our continent Europe.